Hello and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. Hello, and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. Hello, everybody. Okay, welcome back to the podcast. A delight to have you here. Let's get right to it. Today, I want to talk about is why considering brand photography as one of the things you don't want to skimp out on, and you actually want to budget something worthwhile, is in your, like, it serves you. Because I realize in the branding process, a lot of people budget a lot for their designer and for their website. But I just want to remind you of the importance of brand photography. I've also noticed that a lot of people, they go to a branding agency and then they go with whoever is a recommended photographer. But I just want to let you know that I get that logistically it can be give you peace of mind to just think, oh, they'll take care of the photographer, I don't need to worry about it. And I get that, and I get the trust that you have with the branding agency that they're going to deliver on the things that you've seen. And I just don't blame you for going that direction of just logistically it being simple. And then even when you pay the branding agency, it's an all-inclusive experience. Like, I get that. And that makes sense if this were to be something where where the photo shoot wasn't like a big experiential experience. But the reality is that throughout the branding process, the photo shoot experience is a time where you are right there feeling it head on. When you do your branding, it's a lot of iteration back and forth with the designer and with the person that you're working with. And it's a lot of work behind the scenes, behind the computer. But when you're actually doing the photo shoot, that is a very visceral experience. And that is something that you don't want to skip out on for a handful of reasons. So the first reason is photo shoots is what takes your brand presence to the next level. Not the copy, not the design work, it's the visuals. The visuals of your presence, of how you show up, of like what expressions you have, how your body language is, how like the uniqueness of the shots and how they're captured. Photos play such a big role in impacting the presence that is in the website or in your online presence. And so that's something that you also want to make sure that you have a bond with the photographer that you're working with so that it brings out an authentic part of you. So often I hear people that had a photo shoot, but they felt like they had to take over, like the photographer didn't have enough presence, and so they were the ones that had to lead. And when your mind is in like survival mode, essentially, like you are the one that's leading and you're running the show, you're not able to lean back and relax, and then you end up just, sure, you capture some edgy photos of you, but it's just not as an enjoyable experience. And usually for branding projects, I know you're paying like 10K up to 20K, like you're paying a lot of money, and photography is the one thing that is really permanent. Your website copy can be edited. The design work, that can be edited. But photos, especially if you're a person who doesn't do shoots very often, the photos is something that you really want these to last you a while and you want to like them. It's a very sensitive part of the branding experience. And so It's also why I personally put so much effort in my online presence so that even if we didn't meet through networking, that you're still able to get a sense for what it is to be in my world, how it is that I direct you, how it is that I work with clients. Like, I humanize myself so much online so that you're able to get a perspective of who I am, not just the output of the pretty photos that I'm able to create. So that's one thing that I want you to remember, is that it's a very sensitive part of the branding process, a permanent one, and you really want to make sure that you're showing up as your authentic self, not as your performative self. And that's something that a lot of times when people are doing their branding process, it's so easy to kind of end up in obeying mode and kind of expecting somebody to tell you what to do all the time. But which is why even the work that I do is so rooted in authenticity, because even when I went through my branding process, I remember I thought I was going to make a brand that was outside of me, something that wasn't related to me and my lived experience. And it's actually once I started going through the process, I realized like, oh, we are not creating an alter ego of myself or like a persona. This is an amplification of my authenticity, but like in an upscaled way. And that is vulnerable. And it's very powerful. And I just want to say that throughout the branding process, what's going to feel like an elevation of your leadership and what's going to feel like you like the experience is if we really protect your safety, meaning your authenticity, kind of like your inner childlike essence. Like, that is what we want to bring out, because I know that that is a version of you that sells on stories, that talks one-on-one on clients, that when you're hosting live events, that's the person that you are. And when we're showing up online, we want to make sure that there is congruence with who you are offline and who you are online, but more with an embodiment of your leadership. And that's what we want to do, which is why I highly recommend that you guys take the time to pick the photographer that you really want. And it also reminds me of Brenda Lomeli. She's my client that we did her shoot in Mexico. I talk about her so much because, or even my other client, Bailey, that she lives in Salt Lake. Just clients that I know that they've just taken the time to go with the photographer that they really want. I feel weird saying this, like their dream photographer, but it truly serves you to have a relationship with your photographer so that you have agency. And also, because we're doing videography, it's also so that it can bring out a more authentic part of who you are. There are so many videographers out there that all they do is press record. And when you're around the man, it just also brings out the executive, like, cold person in you. And while that serves a role in the work that we're doing, we also want to bring out the storytelling, the vulnerability, because that is what creates connection. And that's also what separates content from the video storytelling that we're doing, because here we're trying to evoke an emotion with people so that it actually warms up cold audiences, and then they stumble upon your video and then they're like, holy crap, I love this person. This video just moved me. I'm really moved. I'm not just like getting educated and understanding more concepts. I'm actually feeling something inside. And that is what we want. That also reminds me of my clients at Kinfolk, that a big request that they had was, we want our videos to move people. You can also check out that project, because there was a lot of emphasis in creating that project with just emotional music where it takes people out of the logical brain and into the body. And that's also how we want people to make decisions. It's from an anchored place. So again, it serves you so much to have a strong relationship with your photographer, because that's who you're going to be vulnerable to. With everybody else, you're going to be logistical with when it comes to your website and design work and all the other things. But when it comes to actually the photo shoot session, that is the vulnerable part. And then the last thing that I wanted to share with you is the permanence of the shoot, because these photos are meant to last you for a long time. And they're also images that, because you only get a shoot once every so often, and they're meant to last you a while, you want to make sure that you're really your authentic self while you're there, because you just don't want to be in a situation where you just outgrow the photos really quickly or that you don't really like them that much. And I know that that's even something that I have had to work on in my world of clients not liking their photos. And it's why I've also taken it upon myself to be super warm on the day of the shoot so that we're able to warm up to each other. And B, I actually created a folder inside our creative process where you can show me your best photos of all time. And then I'm able to keep an eye out to what are your best angles? Like what angles about yourself do you love? And then when you show me what angles about your like you that you like the best, first of all, that gives you agency. And sometimes it's hard to feel like you have agency during the branding process. And I really want you to have agency. I really want you to have a voice and to know what direction it is that you want to steer this experience. I will lead you to, but I also want you to have a voice. And then that also trains my creative eye to know what to look for, to find the good spots of what you consider you look best as. And the last thing I wanted to say is that I've heard before that it's the creative direction that makes a photo shoot like from 0 to 100. Like that's what makes it good. But you can have a very good concept and a really bad photographer and it can ruin the caliber or like the juiciness of a shoot. And photographers, we play such a big role in capturing unique shots and knowing how to direct you in the warmth that we feel with one another. And knowing how to bring out different angles, not just shoot a bunch of portraits, and knowing how to tell a complete story just with images. And these, it's something that I've even had to grow into in my photo shoot experience, because it actually does take a lot of technique and skill to know how to capture a portrait, to know how to capture a person so that they look good, to know how to capture them in a way where their double chin isn't going to be like super obvious, to know how to capture them in a way where like a woman's body just looks curvy, or knowing how to capture like parts of you where you look great. Like there is technique to looking great, and to just think that it's creative direction that makes a photo shoot great is just silly to me. And I also did a shoot that was actually an editorial shoot. If you go to my Instagram, it's a guy and a girl, and this was actually a very simple test shoot, which a test shoot is usually an unpaid shoot with somebody. It's like a very small project, and photographers do them to kind of sharpen up our photography skills. And I did a test shoot with this guy and girl, and we literally were just outside a building on a very sunny day in Arizona. And they were wearing just plain, like a white shirt and shorts, like so simple. And I crushed that shoot because to me, a big value of mine is that I don't believe that you need to have all the props and that you need to be like super extravagant in order for a shoot to be really good. Is I trust myself in my ability to bring out unique shots in the work that we're creating so that the photo shoot still looks very high end. And I'll link all of this, every project that I'm talking about, I'll link it in the show notes. But you'll see what I mean by just the kind of photos that I'm able to produce simply because of my experience. And because I also want to hold myself up to a high standard of being a very good creative and a very good storyteller. And that requires technique. And to just be dismissed as like, oh, anybody can take the photos, that is just silly. That is simply not true. That is like film set acting as if the director that has a movie idea and all the credit goes to him, and that the cinematographer or that the editors or the colorists don't play a role into what makes this photo shoot great. That is just silly. Like you actually need to know how to tell a story, how to light things in a certain way so that it creates warmth, how to pose somebody and have them stand in a certain way, how to speak to somebody so that you're able to disarm them, to give them just enough direction and just enough softness and just enough affirmation of what is going right so that you're able to drop into the experience and not feel super tense. All of this is what happens when you have a photographer that has presence and is also technically good at what they do. So that is just my spiel for you, that I know is very normal to just have the photographer included and that is all good. But I just want you to remember that your photographer is who you're going to have the closest experience with, and it can make or break your branding experience. And you are investing a lot of money for these assets to last you a long time, that we really want you to have a very enjoyable experience so that you look great in the photos and that you want to use these photos from the net for the next 6 months to a year. So if this resonated with you, please connect with me. Even if you're working with a creative studio, my doors are open to you, and we can talk about is how our project can look like together. Besides that, thank you for being here, and I will catch you on the next episode.
If you're an entrepreneur who just received your brand photos, yet you don't know how to use them to maximize their use and have them look just as beautiful as they do in your brand photographer's Instagram and website, I have a solution for you. I have created a how to use your images guide. These are principles that I use to this day that have lasted the test of time, with how to pair images together and how to think of your brand photos differently and how to make them last you months and months on end as assets that keep elevating your brand and help you serve your services and attract those dream clients. So check out the link in my bio for the how to use your images guide. If you're an entrepreneur who just received your brand photos, yet you don't know how to use them to maximize their use and have them look just as beautiful as they do in your brand photographer's Instagram and website, I have a solution for you. I have created a how to use your images guide. These are principles that I use to this day that have lasted the test of time, with how to pair images together and how to think of your brand photos differently and how to make them last you months and months on end as assets that keep elevating your brand and help you serve your services and attract those dream clients. So check out the link in my bio for the how to use your images guide.